Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, host of the show and executive producer of Psychic Talk, president of the Tarot Guild. Coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press the number one on your dial pad. That way we know you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. And I'm going to bring on my fabulous co-host, the one, the only, Mary Brown. She's a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, vice president of certification for the Tarot Guild, and a producer here on Psychic Talk Radio, live from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Wow. We were on together yesterday because my co-host on Friday, Dr. Rose, was a little under the weather. So at the last minute, Mary jumped in. So I get to be on the radio 2 days in a row with Mary Brown. Woohoo!
Yay! And I get to be on the air 2 days in a row with Dax Carlisle. Woohoo!
Woo! And then you're going to be back on Wednesday with Cooch. It's the Merry Week.
I know. It's weird, right? It's weird how that all worked out, you know, because I thought yesterday when you asked me to fill in, I'm like, is it too much me all of a sudden? You know how we have moments in life where suddenly we feel like, oh, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I'm too much everywhere.
It's impossible. There can never be too much Mary Brown. I'm just saying that. I'm throwing that out there now.
Oh, yes. That's so sweet. My one true fan. I think even my dogs are like, you know, Mom, we need a break now and then. We want to do dog things.
Oh, boy. Well, I see you and Charlotte and Catherine and Kai in the chat room there. By the way, I before the show started, I was chatting in the chat room with Kai, K-A-I, and they were just nosing around on Minute. I think that's how you say it, M-I-N-N-I-T. Anyway, it's the chat room program that we use. And they kind of like accidentally found our chat room, went to the website, found the network, and are listening to the show right now.
Oh, hi. I didn't even know it worked that way.
I didn't know it worked that way either. You know, we just use that chat room system at psychictalk.net/live. The chat room's right below the player. Just scroll down, folks, and you can jump in with us. And
that's so cool.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. You know, we're on iTunes. We're on Spreaker. We're on Podbean. We're on blogtalkradio.com. We're on our own website, psychictalk.net. There's so many ways to find us. And the chat room website was not one of them that I was thinking of. But that's just awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Totally cool.
Oh. Hold on 1 second. I just got a question from China. Has the show started yet? And I'm like, yes, it has. Yes, it has. You have to refresh the page so the player will start. Oh, my God, that's funny. I have to tell them in the chat room. Refresh so the player will start. Oh, gosh. And call us. Call in.
Yes.
I'm putting this in the chat room, everybody. Call in at 714-816-4628. And you can join us on air. You know, it's open lines every Friday and Saturday. You can chat with us about sometimes we have a mini topic. You can chat about that. You can ask questions, psychic development, tarot, numerology, crystals, Reiki, energy healing, numerology.
You name it.
NLP, hypnosis. You know, we got it all covered, you know. And you can also call in for a mini reading as well. I see some people calling in now, so we'll get to phone calls in just a minute. And by the way, you can write that phone number down. You can put it in your pad. You can put it in your phone because it's good for all of our shows all week long. In fact, I tell people the very first thing you should be doing in the morning when you wake up after you journal, because, you know, we tell everybody to write down their dreams, you know, from the night before. And the very next thing, you go to your computer and you go to psychictalk.net/live, and you'll see when the next upcoming show is. In fact, there's a link right there on the page above the player that says, click here to find the start time near you. And when you click on that, it opens a list of the start times all around the globe, because we have listeners all over. So you can find a place near you and know what time to join us, and then you just get in the chat room. The call-in number's there as well. It's even clickable. If you're on your phone, you can just click it and dial in. And if you want to just listen to the show, just dial in and don't press 1. But if you want to be live on air with us, call 714-816-4628 and press number 1. We'd love to chat with you. Today we got a nice little mini topic for you. We're going to talk about, hey, how are those New Year's resolutions working out for you? But
how's that going?
Well, you know, this is the time of year, they say, statistically, halfway through February, this is when the majority of people have given up on their New Year's resolutions by now, decided that, okay, we're not successful with this. You know, maybe we can help get you tuned back in and get some things accomplished on today's show. But also, in addition to that, I want to mention about yesterday's topic, because it was a great, great topic. We talked about couples numerology, we talked about compatibility, and we had a free PDF handout. If you're listening in archive to this show on that archive page, I actually have a link to it. I popped it in the chat room earlier. And let me see if I can pop that in there again. And it's psychictalk.net/numbers chart. psychictalk.net/numbers chart. And this is a chart of all 9 number vibrations and their compatible numbers, challenge numbers, natural match numbers, and neutral numbers. And if you missed that show, go to the archive at psychytalk.net and catch that show after this one, because you're going to love it. Also, you know, the chart is just kind of to get things started for you. You know, you can start using the chart and looking at the compatibility. But, you know, I also realize, and we mentioned this on the show, that it takes all 9 numbers in your chart, really, to do a compatibility analysis. And so you have to do your chart and the person that you are looking for the compatibility with, or not. And, you know, of course, we were talking about couples numerology, so, you know, your significant other. But in addition to that, you know, there's your spouse, you know, but there's also your family members, your kids, your parents, your siblings, your cousins, your aunts and uncles. There's your friends, your boss, coworkers. You can do this with any other person if you can get their chart, if you know their birth date. And you know their birth certificate name, and you can do the whole chart and everything like that. But, of course, it's a lot easier if you just have a numerologist do it for you. So one thing I offered on the show yesterday that I'll repeat today on the show is that I'm giving out a special offer here. If you order one numerology report from me, you'll get a second report free and free compatibility analysis. So normally I charge $47 for one numerology report with your full 9-number chart and an analysis for you. Okay, and then two reports are $67, and that includes analysis. But for this special, you only have to go to the page tarotguild.org/numerology, just order one report and let me know that you want this special offer, and I'll give you two reports, and the other report can be on whoever you want, and I'll do a free compatibility analysis if you want. So you can check that out again at tarotguild.org. That's tarotguild.org/numerology. tarotguild.org/numerology. Go check that out, and I'd be happy to do two reports for you and compatibility analysis. And some people, Mary, they want to do multiple of those because they want compatibility with multiple people.
And
that was
the
other thing. Yes. That was the other thing that came up on the show, which was kind of unexpected. You know, it came from a question from Charlotte. Charlotte called into the show, and it was great, really. It was great. We got to talking about how you can actually do this with your pets as well. And in fact, I had written an article on this called Pets and Numbers, and I gave it out on the show yesterday. I'm going to – let me see if I can copy this URL. I'm going to stick it in the chat room for everybody in there live. And then for those of you in archive, it's psychictalk.net/petsandnumbers. You can read all about that, psychictalk.net/petsandnumbers. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. We got to do a whole other show on that.
We should, because I totally forgot about it. I forgot about that article that you wrote and stuff. And, you know, it's just it's kind of like what we're talking about today with how's those New Year's resolutions working out for you. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, the start of the new year can actually be kind of like a flurry of activity. Our New Year's resolutions, they kind of fall by the wayside a little bit, or we get off track, or, you know, because that's what happened to me. I mean, that totally, remember how I was so, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm really going to, you know, utilize my YouTube channel. I'm going to be making videos and promoting the shows that way and reviewing decks and everything.
Right.
And I got off to a great start, and then, you know, but, you know, like, I got so...
Life got in the way?
I got so sidetracked. Well, what it was, you want to hear this? You want to hear something crazy? I had my DNA tested and got my results back about the time that I, like, fell off the my New Year's resolution bandwagon.
I remember that.
It was like, oh, yeah. The results just totally blew my mind. I connected with all these relatives I didn't know I had. I have a brother. I've got two sisters I never knew about. You know, it was too much. And I'm Irish. I didn't even know I was Irish all this time. So, you know, that, like, just, I don't know. It everything else that was in my head just, like, kind of floated away. 'Cause it was, like, such a revelation, you could say. But I'm determined to get back on track, and I'm going to do it. So we're going to give tips out on how to do that, to get back on track when we get off. So maybe
absolutely.
You can help
me. I want to talk about resolutions and you know, setting goals for the year and things like that. But hey, before we do that, let's take a phone call.
Yes.
And see who's out there. We're going to go to area code 914. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I hear rustling. Hello, caller.
Yes, it's you. Area code 914. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Are you there?
Hi. I'm retarded.
What's your name, hon?
Name is Maria, and I call it from New York.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking to you before, Maria.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember. Listen, now, I wanted to ask, my daughter finished a projecto. You think she's going to sell it soon, or maybe they got to review again to freak it a little bit better?
Okay. And you were, what is the question again? You're selling, your son is selling something?
My daughter, she finished.
Oh, your daughter.
Yes. And I want to know if she's ready for selling. Or maybe she got to figure it a little bit more, please.
Well, just off the top there, Mary, right away I'm getting a lot of yeses here. And, you know, it's like 3 out of 5 yeses. So it's probably yes, which means when you get those, normally what the tarot is trying to tell you is that there's something left to be done. There's more work to be done in order to get the sale. Yeah.
Right.
And that could be a lot of different things, like, you know, going with different ways of promoting, going with a different real estate agent, or maybe the place itself needs to be fixed up a bit, or, you know, things along those lines is what seems to be coming through here.
Right.
Mary, did you pull any cards for it?
Yes, I did. You know, and got kind of a similar thing. You know, the biggest thing that comes up here at the end here, you know, it's weird. Now, are there? Does she have any children?
No.
No. Okay. She's your child then. That's what I couldn't figure out. Is it talking about you and her or her and her children? But, you know, that comes up at the center here. And so, you know, the thing that's really nice with the Empress energy along with the Six of Cups, I feel like you're there, like being such a great, like supportive, you know, energy and mother in her life. And that really helps a lot. And what it's saying is like she's going to need some help right before she's ready to do this, of like kind of focusing, because I get the Seven of Cups at the end, and so that's when we can like kind of get distracted and we can get indecisive about things. And so I feel like it's saying that, like, also it talks about having different options. So I feel like this is saying with that wonderful mother energy of the Empress card that, you know, she's going to be ready pretty soon. I think she needs a little bit of help from you, like kind of focusing in. Okay.
Right.
But, yeah, so give her a little bit of time and try to help her, like, you know, get that focus to get it done, and then she probably won't have any problem after that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Maria. Okay.
I hope that helped you out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, the very first card I got was the Magician card, which suggests that her daughter really has all the power, you know, and it's just moving forward. And then we get the Queen of Swords actually shows up as her mom, and then there's movement forward with the Chariot card, which is also the timing card, 7. So this can happen as quickly as like within 7 weeks. And the Knight of Wands is coming in at the end, and I feel that, you know, this could be the buyer, which may be a younger person or younger couple. But there is a he cup I'm getting, Mary. I got the Tower card in the middle. So there might be a unexpected happening. In other words, like a false start, you know, the financing doesn't go through, something along those lines. But ultimately, once you get past this stumbling block, whatever it is, and you'll know what it is because it's something unexpected. That the Tower card is almost always, you know, sudden change, abrupt, unexpected events, you know. So once you get over this this hurdle, this little bump in the road, then the Chariot card comes in and the Knight of Wands.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting because I feel like, you know, the cards I was getting was really emphasizing, like, you know, the support that she's going to, you know, need from her mom. And so I thought,
right,
like, wow, you know, that's interesting. It may be mom helps her get moved past that tower.
Absolutely. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So we'll get back to calls in just a minute, folks. Hang in there because we need to talk a little bit about resolutions. You know, for years now, Mary, I've been telling people, I haven't been saying on these shows or titling them, you know, let's set your New Year's resolutions. But instead, I've been saying your intentions, setting your intentions
yeah.
and your goals, because we've gotten away from the true definition of the word resolution. You know,
yeah.
it's you know, we're so used to people setting their New Year's resolutions and not keeping them that it's gotten into the area of try versus what really the word resolution comes from, you know, to resolve to do or to not do something. Resolve
yeah.
means that it's done. It's done. You're doing it or you're not doing it, however the case may be, you know, and we've gotten away from that. So over the last few years, I've been saying, okay, let's not even think about that. Let's set our New Year's intentions, our goals, because this word has gotten so muddled, you know, but I would like for us to reclaim the word resolution with its true meaning here. Okay. And part of this, you know, I was thinking about the whole, you know, try aspect, and we're really setting ourselves up to fail when we try to do something. I like to tell people, you know, everything I needed to know about life, I learned from Star Wars. And there's that famous line from Yoda, do or do not, there is no try.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, oh my God, it is so 100% true. I want everybody listening right now, you know, look for a small object in front of them or to their left or to their right. Maybe you got a pen sitting there or something like that. Okay, so you're going to put the pen in front of you here. And I want you to now try to pick up that pen. Go ahead right now. I want you to try it. Try to pick up that pen. Now, if you've gone and picked up the pen or you've picked up the object, fail. I did not say pick up the object, pick up the pen. I said try to pick up the pen. You see how that's a self-fulfilling prophecy? It's a setup for failure automatically by even using the term try. You know, the other aspect of this is that I got to put on my hypnotherapist hat for a second here. the subconscious mind does not process negatives. And it's really, really difficult for us to kind of wrap our heads around that, really, and get that, okay? So when you say something like, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to have a failed business, your conscious mind that you're thinking with right now, here in the beta state of brainwave pattern, we can rationally understand that and process that. You know, I don't want to smoke. The problem is that all these statements go right into the subconscious mind, and by the time it gets to the subconscious is hearing, I want to smoke, not I don't want to smoke. They're hearing, I want a failed business. It's not hearing, I don't want a failed business, because it can't process negatives. And we use this terminology all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Here's another good example I always like to throw out there is like, okay, so your son or daughter is, you know, a real little one, and they got the giant glass of milk, and they're going from the counter over to the table. And what does the mom or dad do? They yell out, "Don't spill that milk." And what do they invariably do? They spill it.
Correct.
Because you're saying, "Don't spill that milk." And the subconscious hears, "Spill the milk." Okay. Once you start changing your language patterns and saying things like, "Okay, dear, hold on to that with both hands, hold on to it really well, keep it steady, and move it to the table." You notice how you're saying all that in positive terms? Yeah, and you're doing it in positive terms. You're not using any negatives, you see. And it's hard.
Yeah.
We're used to using these negatives, you know. Even, you know, "I'm a non-smoker" has that that negative that can't be processed by the subconscious mind, you know. So you have to work hard at it sometimes to rephrase, you know, and it's not just what you blurt out verbally, but what you're saying to yourself in your head. You know, like if you're trying to quit smoking and you're going, "Oh, I don't want to smoke. I don't want that cigarette. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to smoke." You're actually reaffirming, "I want to smoke. I want to smoke. I want to, I want that cigarette." You know,
and you keep focusing on it too. That's the
yes.
tough.
So there's two really powerful tips right there, folks, is you don't use the term "try." You're going to do XYZ. And you don't use negatives. Preface everything in the positive. You know, if you're using a negative to describe something that you don't want to do, think of that thing and think of what is the exact opposite of that, where I can verbalize it as a positive. I want to be healthy and be able to breathe.
Yeah. I always think of "try" as so wishy-washy. It's like you're already, like, you know, kind of giving yourself a break, like, "I'll try." You know, I always, you know, instead of trying, I always think, like, make an effort, you know, because it's, like, more action-oriented, and you can make a small effort, you can make a larger effort, but you're still, like, progressing, to my way of thinking. You're still doing something, you know, towards your goal, instead of just the wishy-washy try and you know, give up kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's not 100%, but almost universally, you know, when you hear somebody in their response to your query or you're asking them to do something, you know, and they go, "I'll try," you know, that's a no. You know,
it is.
Almost all the time. Yes, yes. And you shouldn't be talking that way yourself, even answering people. Either firmly say, "No, I can't do that right now. I don't have the time," whatever the reason is, or say, "Yes, I will commit to doing that. I will absolutely do that." You know, let's get "try" out of the vocabulary here, you know, especially when we're talking about goals. You know, setting a goal, setting an intention, setting a resolution is you're absolutely going to do this thing. And it starts with the language you use and the self-talk in your head and getting rid of the negatives and getting rid of the tries. And, you know, we're going to do it. People don't understand how powerful their subconscious mind is. The analogy I like to use is your mind is think of it as a big beach ball. You know, we can all imagine a big beach ball. Right, Mary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm imagining one right now.
Okay. Now, we've all seen laser pointers, those nice little devices you hold in your hand and you can point at something across the room with a laser. Now, wherever you shine the laser pointer onto that beach ball, that's your conscious awareness. That tiny spot is your consciousness, whereas the whole rest of the beach ball is what's going on under that consciousness, subconsciously. That's where the word comes from. You're unaware that all these other processes are going on you know, you're thinking of things consciously, but subconsciously your mind is still keeping your heart beating, keeping your lungs breathing the air in and out, you know, pumping everything through the body, you know, activating the endocrine systems and all the other systems of your body, and repairs are going on with cells, and cells are being replaced, and, you know, all of this stuff. And also whatever we program subconscious to do, you know, the conscious mind is like the captain of the ship, and the whole rest of the ship is the subconscious. And the subconscious, you know, is doing all these things. And you program that by telling the subconscious, you know, I want this to happen, or I want help with this. It works hand in hand with the law of attraction. So when we program, you know, on this show, we are always telling people to program your dreams just before you go to sleep at night. You need some information. You need to solve a problem. You're going to get it in your dreams by dreaming about it, you know, and have it come through your subconscious. And at night, you know, you ask these questions and ask for the way to solve, you know, this problem or that problem. And that's why I said earlier in the show, first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you write down your dreams. And then the second thing is you go to psychictalk.net/live and see what show is coming on and get ready to listen to our shows. But just a little joke there, folks. You don't have to really do that. But it's all about programming the subconscious, and you know what we're putting out there is what we get. What you put your attention on, and therefore set the intention, right, Mary?
I think absolutely. And also, you know, people we all are individuals as well, and sometimes, you know, we can create little tools for ourselves. You know, we can create little physical reminders. Some people will wear, like, you know, like a rubber band, or, you know, a bracelet around their wrist to kind of remind them, you know, to do something. We can use, you know, make lists of things and cross them off as we accomplish them. So all of that, mm-hmm. in connection with programming your subconscious and programming your dreams and stuff, I think we have to do what it takes. We have to really, you know, make efforts to work towards our dreams. And, you know, sometimes when we have like a way that we're working towards them in a physical way as well, I think that that's also helpful too, because it's like muscle memory. It's also like working with our subconscious, mm-hmm. when we do that.
It all is. I started to say nowadays, everything is hypnosis. I mean, the reason why young kids can learn multiple languages real rapidly is because they're in a constant alpha state until they reach the age of 6, 7, 8, when they start developing their own self and personality, which is actually just the egoic mind, really. Back to the laser pointer on the beach ball. Okay, so that tiny dot is your conscious awareness, and then the whole beach ball is the subconscious. So that tiny dot, okay, you got to realize that willpower exists only where there is conscious intention continuously going on. But we can only focus our attention, our consciousness, on that small amount at any given point in time. And then look at the rest of the beach ball. It's huge. It's much bigger, much more powerful. So you don't accomplish goals and resolutions through willpower. You do it through programming the subconscious mind that this is what you want. And you begin doing that by what we just talked about, by changing your patterns of speech, what you say out loud and what you say even to yourself inside your own head. Get rid of the negatives, get rid of the tries, okay? And then programming this, you know, doing the exercise, like going right before you go to sleep, programming your mind. You know, I am now a non-smoker, even though that has a negative in it. But you know what I'm talking about. And the other big takeaway is baby steps. We try to do too much at once, and our willpower can only handle so much. You see, the whole process, taking one of the classic resolutions for New Year's, quitting smoking, it's very difficult. And the reason why it's very difficult is there's lots and lots of different aspects to the smoking problem. It's not simply putting down the cigarette and not smoking anymore, because there are so many other things going on. First, there's the chemical addiction. Now, once you don't smoke for 48 to 72 hours, that's gone away. The chemical – it's not like heroin and other addictions that are chemically based. You flush all of the nicotine out of your system within 48 hours. Some people a little bit longer, 72 hours. Some people a tiny number of people a little bit longer than that, but you know, all within a few days to a week at the most. And then everything after that is two things: psychological, which is the number one thing. It's a psychological addiction infinitely more than it's a chemical addiction, because the chemicals are out of your system. And these supposed withdrawals, Mary, that you're experiencing, or that people claim to experience, it actually has nothing to do with the nicotine. The withdrawal from nicotine is not like the withdrawal from heroin. Otherwise, everybody that smokes, when they go to sleep at night, they wouldn't sleep through 8-9 hours, 7-9 hours like most of us do. They would wake up every hour or every 2 hours needing a cigarette. They need that fix, you know. But that doesn't happen. And we very easily go, okay, I'm going to get on the airplane and fly from, you know, Seattle to New York. And I know I can't smoke on the airplane, so I just don't. And I get off the airplane and I light up a cigarette. If it was like heroin, they would not be able to wait until, you know, the 4-hour, 5-hour flight was over. They couldn't possibly do that. So that shows you that it's actually a psychological thing way more than it's a physical thing. But there are some physical withdrawal-like symptoms, but it doesn't come from the nicotine. What it actually comes from is that all smokers are chronically dehydrated. But the thing is, while you're smoking, the nicotine covers up the dehydration. So when you stop smoking and you get the nicotine out of your system, now you start seeing and feeling this dehydration, and the symptoms of dehydration are the exact symptoms of what people claim are smoking withdrawal. So what do you do? Remember I said, you know, it's baby steps? Mm-hmm. You got to start working on this ahead of time. You have to have a plan. What am I going to do psychologically? Also, I know I'm dehydrated. Okay, so step one, you start drinking more water. Drink more water, drink more water, drink more water. Things that dehydrate you more, cut out, like cut out the alcohol or lower the amount of alcohol that you're drinking right now, because that dehydrates you. Or at the very least, every time you go to the bar and you order a beer or you order a 7-7 or whatever your, you know, wine, whatever your favorite drink is, also at the same time, you always order a big giant glass of water and you drink both. And so now you're rehydrating yourself in preparation for quitting smoking. And then when you quit smoking, you won't have the physical withdrawal symptoms. And then mentally, you can start working on it as well. What am I going to do differently? What am I doing when I'm smoking? Okay, I'm breathing more, you know, more deeply than I normally do. So practice deep breathing. Okay. What else do smokers do? Well, they walk outside. They get up from work or they get up from whatever they're doing and they move away. Okay. So it's a physical thing too of where you are. You're moving away from everybody else and you're taking deep breaths. And so what you're doing is you're taking a moment away from whatever that is that may be stressful, like work or something along those lines, you know, or getting away from family and going outside and having a puff or whatever. So start practice doing that without smoking. You don't have to smoke to take deep breaths. You don't have to smoke to physically get away from whatever you're doing and take a break for 5 or 10 minutes. Go for a walk, you know.
Yeah.
And then
do
there's
some
the hand.
And
then there's the what you're doing with your hands. You know, there's the hand-to-mouth thing. You know, a lot of people start – remember Telly Savalas in Kojak, and he gave up smoking, and he started sucking on lollipops, you know, because it was that hand-to-mouth thing. Who loves you, baby? That's exactly what he was doing. He was replacing one habit with a new habit. So that's what you're doing, these little baby steps where you're replacing one habit with another habit. Now, the way I replaced it was I switched from smoking to vaping. And, you know, whatever your thoughts are on that or your arguments about it, you know, it's infinitely better than breathing in carcinogens and tar, which is what is happening when you're burning the cigarettes, which are giving you 4,000 chemicals instead of the two or three that are in my bottle of vape juice. I know what's in my vape juice. I don't know what's in that cigarette. I know it's 4,000 something chemicals, but I don't even know what they all are, to be honest with you. You know, so
and
I replaced.
Like, there's a lot of. Go ahead.
I just wanted to finish up and say I replaced it with the vaping, but you don't have to do that. You can replace it with Tootsie Rolls. You can replace it with chewing gum. You can replace it with a lollipop. And in fact, there's a little trick I teach my clients to, you know, even if you don't like, Tootsie Rolls. Let's say you don't like Tootsie Rolls, but you can still carry a bag with you and you open it up. You know, when you get a craving, cravings only last 5 minutes. You open up one of these Tootsie Rolls, hand it off to somebody else, let them enjoy it if you don't like it. And you take that wrapper and you spread it flat. And you're taking, you know, a lot of time to just get that really flat, and then you're folding it in half, and you're rubbing that crease, and you're getting it flat, and then you fold it over, and do it again, and you do this very meticulously and slowly, and before you know it, the craving's gone, because guess what? 3 or 4 or 5 minutes went by, and that's all the length of time that something like that lasts. And you've replaced your what you normally do with your hands, you know, handling the cigarettes and the lighter and all that kind of thing. You've replaced it with the Tootsie Roll wrapper, you see. So it's all baby steps. Yeah, don't try to do all this at once. It's the same thing with another big resolution is losing weight. You know, you don't cut all the bad food instantly out of your diet and switch over instantly to you go step by step. You know, this week I'm going to remove one thing that I shouldn't be eating out of my diet, you know, and I'm going to replace it with something healthy, you know, or something along those lines. Take baby steps.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's true, you know, and I think it's always great if you, because, like, I remember when my mother quit smoking, and she took up gardening instead. So, and she really got, you know, because she smoked a lot, so she was gardening a lot. I mean, we had a huge, awesome garden, you know, so sometimes you can replace these things with something that is just, like, so much more fabulous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what you have to look for. It's like, you know, we're habit machines.
Yeah.
We're designed that way. You know, we get up and we get ready for work and we're driving down the road. We go to the same Starbucks and get the same, you know, caramel macchiato every day. You know, we are constructed and our subconscious mind is designed to run these programs, which we call habits. Now, there could be good habits and there could be bad habits. So it takes about 21 days to we now know that our brain is actually elastic. We thought that it was hardwired, but now we realize that there's something called neuroplasticity where we can go in and create new neural pathways. It takes 21 days to do that. That's why it takes you somewhere between 3 to 4 weeks to get used to something new, driving the new car, working at the new place of business that you're working at, you know, change of jobs, change of home, you know, and then by 90 days, it feels like you have always been working there or have always been living there or that that's always been your car. Okay. It's through repetition, 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 repetition. So develop new habits, plan ahead of time. I have this bad habit I want to get rid of and I'm going to replace it with what? Okay. And it might be more than one thing. You know, it might be, okay, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to start carrying a bottle of water around with me. Whenever I go to the bar, I'm always going to order a side of water with my drink or my beer. I'm going to buy myself a bag of Tootsie Rolls so I have those wrappers to play with. And all the other there's zillions of techniques out there. You know, I'm going to start taking a walk when I feel stressed rather than just lighting up and not doing anything, even if I'm smoking while I'm walking in the beginning. Just getting used to this new thing of doing this new habit, and then
and it doesn't even just have to, I mean, we're talking a lot about smoking, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be, you know, other things that have to do with your resolutions, you know,
going to the gym.
Yeah. You know, find the ways to, you know, get there. You know, that's the whole thing, I think, is like positive way of reframing it, finding the, you know, mm-hmm. the way of getting it into your, you know, programming your subconscious, and then, you know, taking those baby steps to accomplish it, you know, because it's like we can't just, you know, what happens a lot of times with setting intentions, I think, is, you know, especially like people that are new to it, is like, okay, you know, they sit there and they're going to set the intention, and then they're not following it up with, you know, actually taking steps to make it happen. You know, it's like we have to be active.
Well, let me get off smoking for just a second and give you the example of, you know, the other New Year's resolution. I'm going to start going to the gym and being healthier, you know. Instead of setting yourself up for failure with the try, remember, do or do not, there is no try, okay? So get that out of your vocabulary. You're not going to try to go to the gym. Instead, you know, let me just throw out there that, of course, the most powerful way to handle these things is to program the subconscious mind. And that's why hypnotherapy works, folks, because our subconscious is really what runs our daily lives. Habits are what runs us. We think we're making these choices, but we're not. We take the same route to work. We stop at the same Starbucks and get the same drink every day. You know, it's all habit, you know, and you can control your habits through things like hypnosis, but also other things like neurolinguistics, NLP, EFT, emotional freedom techniques. There's a lot of techniques out there. So I always say, you know, find a practitioner that can help you do this, but you can also do other things which, you know, like, for instance, humans are social creatures. So instead of setting yourself up for failure with the I'm going to try to go to the gym, set yourself up to succeed by, hey, I'm getting with my buddy who also wants to go to the gym and get healthy, and we are going to help each other get there every day or every other day or whatever your schedule is, you know. And through the power of our socialization, because we're social animals, you know, and by socializing that way and making it a social thing, not just a thing that you need to do, but rather, this is fun, you know. I'm going to, you know, grab Fred, and Fred and I are going to go to the gym, and, you know, if I don't feel like going that more, oh, it's raining outside, you know, Fred's going to call up and say, nope, you're going, come on. And then when Fred's like, you know, well, you know, I had this errand to run, it's like, you can do it after the gym, come on. You know, use things like that, and just, you know, like I said, you get yourself through those first 21 days. Now you've created new neural pathways. You are now in the habit of going to the gym. And it's like you've always been doing it by, you know, a month to 90 days. And it becomes effortless because rather than fighting against our natural inclination to have habits, you get in alignment with that, that this is the way it is.
Yeah.
We're habit-forming creatures. We can either program our subconscious to follow this negative habit, the negative habit of not working out, not moving our bodies, not going to the gym, and switch it over to the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All righty. So let's now that we've given out a bunch of very useful information, and by the way, if you have any questions on this or you're wondering about anything along these lines, you know, you can always contact me off air. And now that we've given you a bunch of tips, let's go back to the phone line, see who's been waiting the longest. By the way, there's a bunch of people on the phone lines that don't have their hand raised. You might just be listening, folks. But if you want to be live on air, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. That way we know you want to be live on air with us, okay? 714-816-4628, press 1. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 415. Hi, caller. What's
Hi.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica, New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So, question for you. I just met this guy. It's not romantic, but it's helping me heal through some romantic stuff on my side. And I was curious if you're able to pick up what things that he is healing through from meeting me.
Oh, that's different. What, can you repeat that again? Because I want to make sure I'm
yeah.
hearing you right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit, I don't know if you guys normally do like healing type questions or this type of question, but like usually, like I met this guy and it's brought up stuff within me that I'm working on. And I was curious, like, what is he healing through? If you're able to pick that up, like, what is he working on from meeting me?
That's a cool question. So what, yeah, you're having, you know, the, you're, you know, he's impacting you, and you're wondering how you're impacting him, like,
right.
as well. Wow.
I'm going to let you go first this time, Mary.
Did I get, I know, I've been like, wow, you know, I'm already, like, pulling cards and reacting. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know, the first thing that comes up is really interesting, you know, because I just, you just kind of just pulled an angel card on that, because to me, you know, that's like, that's my go-to for healing questions. And you know, what's funny is the thing that comes up is motivation. So in some ways meeting you, how is it that may be helping him with like kind of getting motivated in other aspects of his life or feeling motivated usually, you know, and I'm seeing the color red with it. So I feel like there's like a inspirational kind of thing. Also, with that color red, I associate that like immediately with the root chakra. And I feel like there's something about a sense of groundedness and security with that too.
Okay. Interesting.
And yeah, wow. Okay, and then the last thing that I get here is really interesting. It's about, and it kind of ties in with that idea of motivation and feeling grounded and secure so that he can start kind of busting out of his shell a little bit. It become like more, maybe a little, explore a little bit more, become a little more outgoing, be motivated to things that he maybe has not felt confident about doing before. So that's what I get. Dax, what are you getting?
Well, right in alignment with what you're talking about. First of all, I'm seeing that prior to meeting Jessica, you know, he's like has taken a step back to reevaluate all of this. And, he has been unmotivated. Like you said, Mary, it's like finding his motivation. And it stems around, what I'm getting is it all stems around not having the emotional fulfillment that he was looking for in previous relationships. So it's less of a physical, practical thing and more of a psychological and emotional thing. It's more about being emotionally fulfilled. That's what I'm getting.
Wow. So I need to share this with you then, because for me, a lot of, he's been somewhat emotionally unavailable. And for me, that has mm-hmm. been triggering my stuff, you know, like to look at where I'm emotionally unavailable. And it makes me wonder if this is coming up for him, then why is he sort of like slow to reply to an email, or why does he try to, like, you know, like originally we met through a professional sort of thing and I go to joke with him, but I notice how it sort of takes him back. Like, he's not comfortable with me joking, like my jokes are a little flirty. So why is it just like it keeps triggering him, like scaring him of like, I can't, I know it's not like a psychological thing, but I'm trying to figure it out. Like, if here I'm there emotionally to connect with you, why are you not really so, like you kind of act weird around it?
I don't know. I think that he's not really seeing it that way. And I'll reveal to you that I also got the Queen of Swords card, which I didn't mention earlier, and that's you, and it's representing you. And the Queen of Swords is, you know, very intelligent and, you know, intelligent, courageous, analytical, not known for their emotional side and opening up emotionally, okay? And it's almost as if, regardless of the efforts you're making in that direction, I don't think he's seeing it. And also, I think that he's, from the other cards, especially what I talked about earlier, you know, he was already taking a step back from relationships in general because of lack of emotional fulfillment. And so now he's very cautious and standoffish. He doesn't want to commit forward with anything where he isn't sure that it's going to lead to that emotional fulfillment. So it's kind of like skirting along, you know, trying to be cautious. What about you, Mary?
But I think, well, you know, it's interesting because it's like I do think that, you know, like, okay, you're joking around with him. It's like that direct energy, I think, is like, yeah, you know, making, he seems, it's pushing him out of that little cocoon. It's pushing him out of that closed upness a little bit, because it's like each time, now, okay, maybe you're not experiencing the reaction you would like from him, but I think that it's having an impact on him. And I think that is going to like push him out a little bit. And also, look, I mean, everybody, you sound like really like, you know, you've got this great energy though. And so it's like, okay, he seems like, all right, maybe I could be a little more out there. I could push myself a little bit. So I think you're having a really positive impact on him, but the way that he's absorbing it and making adjustments and stuff is kind of on his own timetable, and you know it might seem strange that it's not as quickly, because you're probably more, you know, I want to say sort of you know, balanced in that way, more healthy in that way, that like, you know, you get a text, you know, but you respond, you know, you make a joke, you kind of bat it around back and forth. So you're having a good effect on him, I think.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I mean, it's these relationships are so complicated, I think, when they really shouldn't be. And,
You
know, it's interesting because sometimes people say just, like, avoid that type of person. Just, like, leave. Like, don't have anything to do with them. Lock them out. And then the other part of me is like, well, I don't know if that advice is like so good, because I am like, I'm taking a step back and focusing on myself because I'm healing this like emotional unavailability within me, but like I'm learning here. So that's the whole point, is for us to heal. So it's a little tricky, you know, when someone meets someone who's unavailable, everybody says, well, no, don't mess with them. But I don't know if that's really the right answer. You know, I'm still playing around with it, but throwing around ideas.
Yeah. No, you know, you've got to, you know, look, just what you said about learning something from it. So, look, it's like you are getting something out of it, you know, and that's the difference. You know, sometimes we meet people or we interact with people, and the benefit is not necessarily to have, you know, a fantastic relationship with them. Sometimes we are learning and impacting each other in ways that, you know, help us both grow forward. And whether we wind up, you know, together or not, you know, sometimes it's beside the point because we both make progress from the interaction.
Yeah, that's what I feel like this is. That's exactly what I feel like this is. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely understand his, like, hesitancy because about, you know, not sure if it's going to be emotionally fulfilling because it doesn't feel like this is going to be a love relationship. It just feels like we're helping one another. So in the end, you know, that's, I guess, possibly more heartache for both of us. And I've thought about that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's excellent. Well, you need to, you know, call us in a couple months and let us know, you know, how it all, you know, is going. Thanks for calling us with this great question today, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. Okay.
That's cool.
I think we might have time for one more call. If we don't get to your call today, remember, Angelic Realms will be on tomorrow, and their special guest is, I'm sorry, I didn't have my upcoming shows up in front of me here, and we didn't get to do, we, you know, went right past the bottom of the hour because we were so excited about talking about resolutions that I forgot to do the upcoming shows. But tomorrow is the Angel Practitioner Spotlight show on Angelic Realms with Maria G. Moss and Sharona Rapsik. They're going to be interviewing Kathy Shrogan. And Kathy is actually going to become a co-host here on the Friday show on Psychic Talk Radio starting March 1st. So you'll get to meet Kathy tomorrow and call in and get to know her, and then mark it on your calendars Friday, March 1st. She'll be joining Dr. Rose and I. Dr. Rose will be back. And then on Monday, Discovering Who You Truly Are. This is a series that Catherine Hahn is doing on her show, Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance. And this week it's Your Power and Strength. And then on Tuesday is the Power of Three show, Vivian Aubin and Rose Fullhorst. It's their monthly show on death and dying, shining the light on death and dying. And then, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Mary, you're going to be on with host Cooch Daniels on her show, Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, on Wednesday. Yeah.
I'm excited. That's going to be fun.
Yep. So that's all the shows coming up, and there's a whole bunch more. You can go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming to see the whole schedule and start times of the shows near you. All righty. So we're going to go to our last caller here is area code 760. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
And I'm calling from California.
Hi.
Yay.
California. Are you soaking wet or are you okay? The weather seems crazy out there.
Yes, it is pretty crazy. It changes, you know, from one extreme to the other lately. Sun to pouring rain. So I kind of just want a general reading, like in terms of tapping into opportunities that are up the road for me, because I am definitely ready, especially with regard to career and income, increase in incomes.
Dex, is it your turn to go first?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely looks like you're ready. I mean, the very first card I get is the Ten of Swords. And that's you know, the total end of a cycle. And then the day is dawning in the background of the card there. A lot of this is thoughts and ideas, you know, letting go of too many irons in the fire and getting focused on one thing. And then in conjunction with that Ten of Swords is the Temperance card, keeping things balanced. It's a card of harmony and balance and also fusion. Things that, you know, they seem like they're completely opposite things. And the answer comes when you put these two things that are seemingly opposite and can't be mixed together. But when you do it, it gives you the answer. And then things start rushing in. The Knight of Swords comes rushing in, and he's got that single sword, that one idea, that, you know, what we've been talking about all show today, you know, focusing on the goal and having the inner strength to do that. The strength card shows up, which is courage and strength, and especially inner strength. And then you ultimately get to where you're wanting to go. But let's ask Mary, see if she's got some further insights on this.
Thank you.
What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I'm getting an interesting mix here, you could say. But, you know, let me just sum it up, and then I can talk about the specific cards that came up if you'd like. You know, but look, you know, what this is saying to me is that, like, hey, not only, you know, it's just like Dax said, it's kind of the end of the cycle, ready for something new. I think it's time for transformation. You know, and I feel like, you know, we're already like kind of feeling like it's time for a big change. Okay.
Yeah.
And the number one thing is, what is in your heart? What is it that is going to require a leap of faith that in your heart you want to go for? You know, that you want to see happen. And after that, you know, it's also, it's like putting the focus on that one thing, but it's, you know, I got the Knight of Cups going into the Fool card here after the Death card. It's saying, like, big change now, focus on what it is that's important to you. What is it that you love? You know, what is it that you would love to do, but it's going to take a leap of faith to do it, you know, like jumping off the cliff, you know, but, and then we have the Six of Wands. Interestingly enough, that comes up with this too. So, you know, two things with that is, like, one, you know, it is going to be important to get the word out should you take this leap of faith and do what's in your heart to do. But also that you might get, like, really positive feedback when you do this. So that idea of how do I improve finances, how do I move forward with my career, you know, it's going to take, like, that deep breath. And then I think if you really, you know, end up following your heart, I think that it's going to pay off.
Okay.
Awesome.
And do you have a time frame that we're looking at, like, that you intended with the reading?
You know, the only kind of timing card that I got here might be that Six of Wands, but I don't think it's really about that. You know, to me, the timing on this is, like, once you decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you decide, I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to make it happen. I'm ready to do what I love, what's important to me, what's been in my heart to do. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you're in the driver's seat here as far as the time frame goes, because it's just like once you make that kind of mind flip, that shift to, like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm going for it. Then I think it's just all starts fitting together.
I got the same thing too. I got 3 to 7 weeks. So, you know, that six that you got fits right in there.
Yep.
But how quickly it happens is how much work you do on the intention of it and drawing that in. You know, we're all the magician. You know, we all have, the real power. We're just not, most of us don't realize that, you know, and we wait for life to happen to us instead of making it happen. setting the intention, mm-hmm. setting the goal, and drawing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeanette.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the reading. It was wonderful.
Thanks for calling. And call us later and let us know what exciting things are happening.
Absolutely. And here we are at the end of the show. Another great show. We gave out a ton of information. Oh, my God. It just zipped by. One thing I didn't mention is that for 2019, we want to grow the network. In fact, we'd like to double it. The more, the merrier. So, you know, if you're a practitioner of one of these arts and you've thought about doing radio or a podcast, you don't have to do it by yourself. You can come join us here on Psyche Talk Radio. And we actually have a special going for the new year right now. Go over to psychetalk.net/host2019 to go check it out. psychetalk.net/host2019 and explains all about it. We'd love for you to come join us as a staff co-host with our other experienced hosts, and you can get your feet wet and learn as you go. Also, don't forget that special offer I gave out in the beginning of the show. You can order one numerology report and get the second one free, along with free compatibility analysis. Go over to tarotguild.org/numerology and just order one, and you'll get two. And that's only for people listening to the show here, so be sure to send me a message on Facebook or an email or something and, you know, let me know that you just purchased one report and you want the special where you get two reports and compatibility analysis for our Valentine's month, the month of love. So that's tarotguild.org/numerology where you pick that up. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to all of our callers and... thank you, Mary Brown, 2 days in a row.
Woohoo! Thank you, Dex Carlisle. Thank you, chat room people. Thank you, callers and listeners. And don't forget to catch me on Kucha Show on Wednesday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. I'll listen Wednesday, Mary. Bye-bye, everybody.